This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. I'm Justine Toe, and today I'm joined by Simon Smart. Hi, Simon.
Hey, Justine.
Now, Simon, the place of religion in the public square is a hotly contested topic, and these days it seems that the role and the place of religion in society, you know, inspires some really strong opinions from both sides. Simon, you're really interested in talking about religion in that most religious of places, America. So why is this topic one that interests you?
Well, religion interests me. America also is a fascinating place, and American religion is religion so important in that country. So I think it's worth paying attention to. And I'm also interested in the way societies change over time, and religiously, America has been changing and evolving since Europeans brought their religion to the New World. And it seems especially that it's changed dramatically in the last 50 years or so.
Well, you've been reading some material on this, a big study into American religion, is that right?
That's right. Robert Putnam's an academic from Harvard. He's famous for his book Bowling Alone, which was all about social capital and how community is vital to happiness and fulfillment. But he's turned his hand to religion, and in his latest book, it's written by him and another guy called David Campbell. It's called American Grace: How Religion Divides and Unites Us. And it comes out of this massive study they did into religion in America called the Faith Matters Survey, where they surveyed about 3,000 Americans in 2006 and then a year later about 2,000 of the same people. It's a really huge study into a whole lot of aspects of religion in America.
Okay, so can you tell us about some of those? What did he find out about religion in America?
Okay, well, summarising, we found out three key things. The first thing is that Americans are very devout. I think that's no surprise, but the study showed that. More religious than Iran, as it turns out.
Which is quite interesting,
it is,
right?
He says Americans are very religious, that they have high rates of what he calls the three Bs of religiosity. So belonging, behaving, and believing. So things like, there's lots of stats here, but 83% report belonging to a religion. 40% report attending services nearly every week or more. That's a lot higher. I think in Australia it's more like 8%.
Right.
59% of people pray at least weekly, and a third of people read scripture at least weekly. So there's lots of people in America who are on the religious scale, very religious, but and yet again there's lots that aren't. 15% never attend. 17% of people don't identify with a religion. So it's a complex picture. One really interesting thing was that he talks about the fact that whether you say grace before a meal, you give thanks before a meal, turns out to be a really excellent indicator of a whole lot of other things to do with religiosity, and it's a predictor of a whole lot of a host of behaviours, like whether you'll vote Republican or Democrat, whether you'll be in favour of abortion or not, and a whole lot of other measures. It's sort of a fascinating picture there.
Well, that's pretty interesting. So America is a very religious place, okay? Now, what else did he find out?
So the second thing is that Americans are extremely divided religiously, not only because there's so many denominations, which is there's a bewildering array of them in America, but also because in the last 50 years, America's become really polarized along religious lines, especially in terms of those who are very religious and those who are not at all religious. So the third largest group in the US are what he calls the nuns, people who tick no religion.
So not the nuns as in that they're of a Catholic order or something.
That's right. I think he's playing with the word. Yeah. 17%. So it's larger than the mainline Protestant denomination of around 14%. This is different for young people. It's even more. So it's higher, more like 30% for what he calls the young nuns. But he says you've got to be careful about this because it doesn't mean that the young people have stopped believing in God. It's just that they've rejected institutional religion. And the third big thing is that he's found that despite this polarisation, Americans are very tolerant of difference. Questions about how warmly you might feel towards someone of another faith show remarkable tolerance.
Does Putnam suggest any reason why this is so? You know, why are Americans so tolerant of each other's religious differences?
Yeah, he puts it down to high levels of interaction with people of different faiths and denominations. So in private lives, people are building relationships, they're intermarrying and so on. So he says, you know, it's the Aunt Betty effect. If you've got someone from a different faith tradition close to you who you love, it's hard to sort of demonise them. So he thinks there's a lot, because of that and the way American society works, a lot of interaction, that people have grown to be more tolerant and accepting of each other.
Which is interesting. That's very much the American democratic ideal as well. Sounds like it's fascinating. How about we talk more about it next time? Thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Justine.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.